This is the NBC mobile unit in the heart, center, and the pulsing focus of a joyous nation on Times Square in New York City. Ben Grau reporting as I stand, literally stand, tiptoe, sticking my head outside the silver gray turret top of the NBC mobile unit and look uptown over a foaming, seething, writhing mass of faces lifted jointly and buoyantly and gloriously happy at the final conclusion of a desperate war which has seen its closing days in a desperate day or three or four of anxiety, turmoil, anticipation, doubt, fear, and being cast down. Are these people happy? That's the only word to express it. Are you happy? And all I need to do is turn my NBC microphone down over these folks here and to see this wave of smiles, confetti, streamers, banners, bells, jingles, flags, horns, and a joyous, buoyant, glorious look on everybody's face. If I can calm down for just a minute, I'd like to take this scene apart to see that here we have a combination of every type and person in the country represented by these people here. I can see by the looks on the faces that there's a person from out of town, from the West Coast, from Kansas, from Miami, from Oakland, California. There's a serviceman from the... Oh, they won't let me talk. The reason for that is that a daring Marine has just leaped upon a representation of the picture of the flag being planted on the peak of Mount Suribachi in Iwo Jima and has raised a little but gloriously defiant American flag. And in victory, this little piece of bunting is going up to the top of the Iwo Jima. And now here's a sailor on the other side of this lamppost, which says Times Square Broadway, and he has been kissed both by the grape and by a beautiful girl, because he climbed up that lamppost about 25, 30 feet high. Now he's in his own little crow's nest here in the heart of Manhattan, and he's waving a happy and joyous hello to everyone below him. He's got a rose stuck in his little pocket over his left breast, just above his campaign ribbon, and he's waving his hat happily in the air. Up above, I see nothing but a sea, a rolling mass of faces, conspicuously marked by the white headgear of Navy boys. And down right here close to us, a quick glance at the massing, milling crowd would indicate that there's approximately 20% of servicemen. I think that's a fair estimate. They have been drawn to this, the focus and heart of New York City, and which expresses at this moment the pent-up jubilation and joy and relief after 6-4 years of war. Oh, he's made it! The sailor boy got to the very top of the lamppost and then reached the most precarious peak, and he's sitting right now on a representation of the seal of the city of New York. And he doesn't care if anybody knows it. Joy, glamour, beauty, excitement, and overall an expression of tremendous relief. I see also mixed in the crowd those who are silent, mostly older people, many of them perhaps people who will carry the memory of a loved one who hasn't returned, whose sacrifice is continuous. I see many people who are sitting standing mouth agape. The thing is so overwhelming that they can't express it in their own jubilation and just much others. There's a little gray-haired lady with a happy smile, somewhat toothless, but all over her face, and I see that she's got a service button with two stars on it. Our congratulations and joy to you, madam. And here's a little girl, a bobby soxer, if ever I saw one, and she's kissing a sailor right next to her. The sailor seems to be having the most of it. There's a girl with brimming black eyes, and she is smiling and kissing a soldier. The army has taken over for a moment here. And now the policeman, Mayor LaGuardia's representatives here, in a very kindly and understanding and sympathetic way, are trying to keep the crowd back who are pressing around this lamppost. And now the Marine is cast. A Marine's going up to challenge the Navy man up there. This, and ladies and gentlemen, is NBC's description from Times Square of a part of the VJ celebration in New York City. Ben Grau speaking and returning to the NBC newsroom in New York.